Hi, everyone, and welcome to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways of love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex fetishes and going deeper. So stay tuned. Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining in with Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex fetishes and going deeper. Today's episode is episode number 92, and we're going to take a quick thank you to each and every one of you for your continued support. And today's episode is going to be about, are you dating a married person? So let's say that again. Are you dating a married person? All right, so let's get deeper into this discussion. So if you are dating a married person, or you have dated a married person before, or you are friends with someone who is dating a married person, then this podcast is important for you to listen to. Or, you can just listen to it and find out some information that's good for your friends, to know, or for you to know. So if you're dating a married person, I would suggest that you think twice about continuing that dating phase, or if you've already jumped into a relationship with them, I would consider getting out of that relationship. Because are you able to move forward in that relationship? Are you able to move forward in the dating phase even to get into a relationship? Are you going to be able to potentially get married to this person who is still married? Those are all questions that are important to ask in the very beginning. Now, a lot of people, they just jump into things. Someone is going through a divorce and they start dating and they're like, oh, they're really good looking, or oh, they seem really nice and attractive. Oh, they have a great personality. But the deal breaker there is that they're still married. So what happens to most people, not everyone, but most people, is they end up being attracted. They like the person's personality and they get along well. And they're like, well, let's try it out anyway. Well, what happens is the married person is not emotionally available. They're not physically available. They're not actually legally available. They're not financially available because they're still contracted legally to someone else. Does that make sense? So you never know if they're going to go back to them as well, how that all is going to pan out. So what you're doing when you put yourself in that situation with someone who is still married is you're kind of giving your power away. To you could be dating someone who's not married and is just as fabulous or even more fabulous. Does that make sense? And where you can get into a relationship with, or you could get married to. Instead, you're with someone who doesn't know what they want. They're obviously not divorced yet legally. They're still going through things. Who knows what's going to happen with that? You know, now you're being put in the middle of their divorce also, if they are going through it. And so you're going to feel all those emotions that they are, because they're most likely going to be explaining them to you as they're going through it. It's something that you don't really need to involve yourself in, but you do involve yourself in it if you choose to say yes and go forward with dating them. Does that make sense? Or getting into a relationship. The thing of it is it's not a real relationship because they're not even divorced yet. Does that make sense? So you're kind of tricking yourself into thinking there's something there long-term when there really isn't. Then what happens to most people is the person ends up going back to their husband or their wife, and you're stuck there going, oh my gosh, I just spent all this time, all this money, all my effort, all my, you know, emotions poured out into this person, and they just left me and went back to their partner. Well, that's what happens a lot of times. Everyone, they end up mediating or deciding in the mediation stage, oh, we really want to try to work this out instead, especially if people have kids. A lot of times people want to do that and see if they can keep things going. Well, that's why I always explain, wait till they're completely divorced and then tell them, you know, when you are completely divorced, then give me a call and let's go forward at that point. You know, I think that's important. And if they really are worth your time and they really do care about you, then they will. You know, I mean, that's how that works. If you're available still, and you may not be available, but that's just how that is. So you have to have enough self-worth and self-love within yourself to not allow yourself to be in that type of situation where you're going to be hurt, or you could potentially be really hurt. I know some people who have dated people that were married, and they did it for a long time, and they were just heartbroken eventually. Even I know somebody that did that for several years, and they were just completely heartbroken afterwards. I had no idea that they were going to be that heartbroken, but they were. And because there was no potential of moving forward, this one person wanted to get married and the other one didn't, because they were still married. Does that make sense? Like, they never went through their divorce. I always explain to people that if you're going to do it, you know, you have to understand what you're putting yourself through, and that's your choice. And I'm not here to judge you, but I'm just here to explain what can happen and to be ready for that and those emotions that follow what it is you're putting yourself into. Does that make sense? So could there be a person or a situation where it does work out? Sure, there is in every situation. You know, at the same time, I wouldn't ever like send somebody out into the dating world and explain to go ahead and do that. I would never do that. I think that's horrible. It's setting them up for failure, because the majority of people will fail at that point. It won't work out. And so that's my point. I'm here to help people have a successful dating life and a relationship, potential marriage, you know. And when you are married, to be able to heal, you know, if you haven't already, be able to heal your emotions and stay married. You know, communication is important, and understanding one another is key to be able to continue any relationship, no matter if it's in the dating phase, a relationship, or the marriage, okay? We're all growing and evolving as people, and it doesn't matter what age you are, you're still growing and evolving as a person, and you're still finding out and learning about yourself as you're doing it, and each other if you're with someone. And so your likes and desires and wants and needs and all that can vary and alter throughout the entire process and throughout all your years of life. Okay, so each individual is doing this, and it's up to each individual to discuss that with their partners and make sure that their partners know where they are. And so you guys communicate and understand, even when it feels like it feels kind of scary, you know, you're not sure how your partners are going to take what you have to say, but you know, you have to go ahead and share your emotions with them, because honestly, the more you discuss some things that you're a little fearful of discussing, the better you're going to feel, because you're going to get it off your chest, okay, which is going to create less tension and stress in your own mind, which you're not going to be displaying all the stress on everyone else now and your partner. Plus, they're going to know how you really feel, and then they can go from there and discuss theirs also, okay? So that's how that works. A lot of times, certain things that you didn't want to say can save your relationship if you just said it, okay? Or sometimes you can say things and for, you know, discussing how you feel, but and it may alter the relationship so that you are not together anymore. And if that's how that works, then a lot of times that's for the best, because maybe it's not supposed to work. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are on different paths and you guys have different goals in life and it's just not working anymore. You guys are not conducive with one another anymore. Or even from the beginning. It's just certain discussions that you have to have with one another. And being married is the first question you should ask anyone. I always tell people that. I'm like, if someone says they are not married because they are going through a divorce or they're separated, then that is false information. They are still legally married, and now they have misinformed you, and they did it intentionally, and they did it because they wanted to date or what have you, or get whatever they want from you. Technically, I would say that's a lie, because they intentionally said something that's not true. what they could have said is, you know what? I'm going through a divorce. I'm legally separated. Okay, well, you're legally separated is not a divorce either. So once you're actually fully divorced, give me a call. That's what I would say and suggest to everyone. Until then, you know, there's all these dating sites too that, people are married and they go cheat on people. You know what I mean? It's horrible. People say all these different things you know what? I'm not going to get into that because that's a whole nother podcast. But at the same time, what it boils down to is just if someone's married, don't go out with them. I think you should wait till they're divorced completely and then go out with them and see if it works. And if you're available still, okay? Don't put yourself in a situation where your emotions and you're spending all this time and money on this person that is not even available for you completely. You know what I mean? Like now you're sharing all your time with the husband that's still there. You know what I mean? Like how awkward is that? And you put yourself in that awkward position. Does that make sense? To be completely dysfunctional. The relationship dynamic is now way off the charts dysfunctional and you've accepted that. And so you have to think of why you accept stuff like that also. If you are somebody that has done this or is doing this or continues to have a pattern of doing this, you have to think about why you allow yourself to do that. In my teachings, I explain the fact that you don't have enough self-love. You were taught to accept poor behaviors because that is something that's a poor behavior of acceptance. Does that make sense? This person is telling you they're married and your behavior is accepting somebody that's married still. That's a behavior that's not acceptable. So you have to think of altering your thought process and your choosing of your types of behaviors that you're going to accept into your life or not. And it's all up to each individual as to what those are. And I always explain life is about choices, and the choices you make are crucial to your happiness, your stress levels, your anxiety. You know, are you willing to allow someone else's situation to take over your life? So in other words, you're putting all of this effort into this person that's really not available. They're taking your time knowing that they're not available and you're allowing it. So consider that. You need to take your power back, understand your self-worth, have enough self-love for yourself, and just say no, you know, like to drugs. Just say no. Consider them, you know, even if they're the hottest person you've ever seen in your life and you've thought they were since day one that you ever saw them, you have to think, just say no. Does that make sense? You have to think about that. Very important. All they will do is they will make you feel horrible in the end. You've all of a sudden got all these feelings for them and all of a sudden, you know, they're gone or they got back with their husband or wife. And now you're left with square one again, looking for someone else. The first time you should have said no. So you could have spent all this other time with actually somebody who was available, who you could probably already be married to by now. Does that make sense? But now you have to look at that as a learning lesson to not repeat. So a lot of people end up repeating the same patterns or the same lessons that show a pattern and a cycle that is unhealthy for them or for dating in general or for relationships in general. And once you notice that pattern, you can alter your behaviors to stop that pattern from repeating. Okay, so you don't have to learn that lesson all over again. It's a painful lesson to learn. At the same time, it's something that apparently was important for you to learn if you had to learn it, because now you know what you don't want. Does that make sense? Now you know you don't want to accept that behavior. Now you know that you're not going to accept that behavior. Okay? Sometimes it takes practice for people to understand what they really want in life and what they don't, what they're going to accept and what they're not. And so it's up to each individual to decide that. And I'm not judging anyone. I'm just here to explain that that is how it works. And it's not fun to watch people go through. And you could sit there, I can sit here and explain it to a million people. And then I know certain percentage of people will most likely go and do it again anyway, because that's just their norm. So you normally do things every day that's a habit that you've already created for yourself. So if that's a habit that's normal to you, you're most likely going to repeat it unintentionally even. Sometimes it just happens. Well, it's when you notice that it's happening that you stop it right then. Okay, even if you were like, oh yeah, I'll go out with you, and then you're like, wait a minute, whoa, you know, what did I just do? Like, I have to say no, you know, and then you say, oh, you know what, I don't think this is a good idea, you know, call me when you're divorced. And then you end it that way. You don't have to be mean to anyone about it. You don't have to be rude. You just explain it that way and say, you know what, that's something that I told myself I wouldn't do, and I'd appreciate it just for my sanity to make sure that you're completely available for me is to you call me when it's completely over 100%. Okay. So anyway, think about that. That's all important information. And just wanted to share that. I think that's going to be enough for tonight. For are you dating a married person? Okay. I think it's important to have enough self-worth and self-love for yourself to understand that you matter, you know, your feelings matter, your self-worth is extremely important, and not to give it to someone else, and not to downgrade yourself into allowing someone else to manipulate you into accepting that type of situation, okay? That's not healthy for you or anybody. It puts you in a lot of chaos. It can cause a lot of trauma, within the relationship in the beginning, and then you try to work through things. It just makes things a lot harder, and they don't need to be. And that's from the very beginning. Okay, and then once it is, let's say they do get divorced, you know, all of a sudden they may feel completely different at this point, and they may not even know what to feel, and they may not like you at that point and go off anyway. You know, so you never know what's going to happen. So just allow them to get divorced completely and then have them give you a call. That's what I would share. Okay. So once again, thanks for joining in with Love Talk with Kira. I hope you have a super fantastic day, night, or morning, depending on what country you're from. And we will talk more later. All right. Night, night.